is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
What is the point in reporting a rape? You'll be dragged through the courts, made a show of, and the man probably won't get convicted. Well, all this week, as you know, the big story has been to do with the rape trial, where the woman's underwear was brought up as evidence in the trial. And it opened up a huge debate about the way rape trials are conducted in this country. Earlier this week, we spoke to a Dublin solicitor on the show who explained why clothing is often brought up during a rape trial. But now another issue has been raised on social media, with women taking to Facebook, for example, to explain why they would not report a rape. One woman's Facebook post went viral yesterday. And here's what she said, and this is what I want to get your opinions on. If you know someone who has been raped, do not tell them to go to the guards. Tell them to take the morning after pill, get tested for STIs, help them get counselling, because if they go to the guards, although their name is protected, Irish counties are small and everyone will know. It will be dragged on for 2 years. Your sexual history will be brought up. If you were drinking will be brought up. What you were wearing will be brought up. So do not go to the guards. That is the reality. Now, this woman isn't alone, and this is what we want to focus on today, whether or not this is the right message for women to be sending out. If you're raped, don't report it. The lady who posted that Facebook post is a lady called Martina, and she joins me on the line. Martina, welcome to 98FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
As I said on our show the other day, I don't want to focus on that court case in Cork, the one with the knickers. That's kind of been and gone and done, but I do want to I do want to focus on that part of your post about not going to the guards. Why are you saying that?
Well, I suppose I was just quite upset, not just with that case. It's just one of hundreds that I've heard that have driven me to tears, and I imagine it's driven a lot of people in Ireland to tears, and just a feeling of hopelessness. I, under no circumstances, want to be given out that message. But I suppose the reality of it is that if someone I loved came to me, why on earth should I put them through it? So when I posted that, it was quite late at night, and I was very emotionally exhausted. But I also felt quite beaten down by the country. I just felt like it was the final nail in the coffin. And instead of pretending, although it is what we should be saying, is that you will be believed and justice is there, I don't think it is the reality anymore, and I don't think we should continue lying to people.
You see, what worries me about a post like this, and your post went viral, it was shared by thousands of people, is that message, don't bother going to the guards. My fear out of saying that, and I do understand your reasons for saying it, my fear out of it, though, is that that allows rapists to get off scot-free.
Absolutely, and I hear you completely, but they're getting off scot-free now. Women are going to the guards and they're getting
They don't all get off scot-free.
I think the percentage of rapists actually going to jail is very, very low. And when that post went viral, and I was quite surprised it went viral, my messenger was filled with literally hundreds of messages from women.
Saying what sorts of things?
From the UK and from Ireland. And they said, thank you for your post. I felt completely alone and silenced. I went to the guards. Like, there was one woman, and this is absolutely shocking. She told me that she went to the guards and she'd been out drinking, and they filled out the report and she did everything right. She rang them straight after the assault. She went out to the rape crisis in the hospital. She got all the swabs. She did everything right. The following morning, she sat down with a female guard and gave her statement. And at the very end of it, a female guard turned around to her and said, "Are you with anyone?" She said, "No, I'm not with anyone. I can't tell my parents. They're very religious." And the female guard said to her, "Look, I can't tell you what to do. I wish you were with someone. But..." But she said, "But you were drinking, and that's going to be dragged up. But you were drinking, and look, it doesn't look great. So it's up to you if you want to continue with this. This is going to be dragged on. But you were drinking."
A guard actually said that to.
And she couldn't say, "I'm telling you not to do it." But she said, look, here's the reality. And this woman messaged me and said, I didn't go through with it. So, like, I know this is a horrible message, and it's all over Twitter that women are saying, I went to the guards or I did this, and the fear that their sexual history will be brought up. This is a horrific message. No woman or man wants to be given this message to other people. But the reality of it is that they have gone to the guards, they have seeked help, and it's just been horrific.
Okay, let me just, you were talking about statistics, and the most recent statistics that we have available to us is from a couple of years back, but it's the annual report of the court service makes disturbing reading in relation to rape cases. During 2013, for example, the Central Criminal Court dealt with a total of 567 rape cases. 73 of the accused pleaded guilty. So that's 73 out of 567, mm-hmm. Thereby saving the court valuable time for which they would have received reduced sentences. Of the others charged before the court, 205 were sent to trial. Those trials ended with just 35 convictions and 155 acquittals. In 15 instances, the jury was unable to agree on a verdict. So 35 convictions out of 567 rape cases. Wow.
Yes, but also what we need to, a couple, another message that stuck out for me was a woman messaged me and she said, going through the legal system was almost as traumatising as the rape because she just felt constantly accused and prodded. She just felt constantly, wait, you said you were there, but hold on a second. She just felt humiliated by the end of it and she felt like her body wasn't her own. Her body not only belonged to the rapist, her body belonged to everyone with judgmental eyes who eyed her up and down and said, well, why were you wearing fishnet tights? So she said, now I don't know the outcome of this particular woman's case, but she said it didn't really matter because by the time she got through everything she was expected to go through, she was just exhausted and destroyed.
Okay, do me a favour, Martina, because there's a lot of reaction to this. Shocking figures show that a couple of years back, there were 567 cases of rape before the courts. 73 of the accused pleaded guilty. But of the ones that went to trial, only 35 ended in conviction. So out of 567 cases, there were just over 100 that led to conviction. A message just came in a second ago. This is ordinary folk like you and me looking at the evidence, deciding on the outcome. You can't blindly accept accusations without question. Not all accused are guilty. And Martina, let me put that to you. And what this texter is saying is that not all accused are guilty and that we do have false rape claims too. So
absolutely,
that is why the criminal system, criminal court system needs to be so vigilant when it comes to trying rape cases.
I understand that completely. And I genuinely believe that we need to abide by the court of law that we have. We need to. Twitter and Facebook aren't a court of law. If someone puts it up, we can't automatically. We do have to investigate it because people's lives are ruined.
Correct.
By force, absolutely. But my problem is, if I went to the guards and I was stabbed, if I went to the guards and I was mugged and I accused someone, my sexual history or my underwear wouldn't be bought up. So I'm just saying, absolutely, we need to be looking into cases as we do, but there's some things that happen in rape cases that wouldn't happen in any other case, which are just very traumatic. Like if I was stabbed, my history of every time I was mugged or stabbed wouldn't be brought up in court.
No, of course
like
not.
That's got nothing to do with it. That's got absolutely nothing to do with it. So I understand that people's lives are ruined by false rape accusations, but women's lives are currently been ruined because we're too afraid to go to the guards if we were raped because how many times have you had sex?
Hmm. All right, stay there for one second, Martina, because Debbie, I'm very interested in your take on this. You are a rape survivor, but if your daughter ended up in that situation, you wouldn't advise her to go to the guards either?
No, I wouldn't because the way the courts are dealing with stuff. Like, I was lucky that I didn't have to give evidence or that there wasn't a trial, that he actually changed his plea the first day of the trial. But the
okay, so he changed his plea to guilty, so that was the end of that, and no trial was needed, so you weren't pulled apart by a prosecutor or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So that 73 men a couple of years ago pleaded guilty out of 567 cases. In fact, one of them could have been yours. But if your daughter, God forbid, was in that situation, you would think twice about her going to the guards.
Definitely, because you're scrutinised. Like, I know the guards are better now. Like, when I went to the guards, it was, oh, well, look at what you're wearing. How much did you have to drink? And that was just in the guard station.
Mm. So before you ever got near a court, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would have been like in 1989 in the court. But it seems like nothing has changed now, where we had that case there the other day where the barrister showed the lace tongue. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. It doesn't matter what you wear, or whether you're wearing a nun's habit, a Muslim woman's outfit, or you're wearing a mini skirt and a boob tube. It doesn't matter. Rape is not about the clothes. It's about the guy feeling like he wants to overpower you. It's all about control. So therefore, clothes have nothing to do with it. So,
what way, though, and I know we talked about this the other day, what way, Debbie, can the system be more compassionate, for want of a better word, towards somebody who may have been genuinely raped without, or whilst at the same time thoroughly investigating and cross-examining the case?
Well, we have better training for the guards now. Like, the guards now are more in tune with the trauma that a survivor goes through, from how they deal with it from the first, we say, minute of reporting right through. The guards are doing a great job now with the training that they're getting. We have great sexual treatment units now compared to when I was in the treatment unit.
Okay, so things have improved, but at the same time, you're saying you would not advise your daughter, God forbid, if this should happen to her, to go to the police about it?
No, because the court system is where the ball is dropping.
Okay, all right, let's talk to a young woman, 20 years of age. And again, Claire, God forbid something like this should happen to you, but there's no way you would report it either.
No, absolutely not. I had thought about it, obviously, when there was bigger trials going on, and I never really said it. I discussed it with my friends, but when you're speaking about Martina's post now, it's like, thank God, I'm not the only one that feels like this.
Really? Because people's natural reaction, in fact, I'm about to go to a guy in a second who says all women should come forward. The more women that come forward, the bigger the pressure will be to sort the court system out. But you feel vindicated in thinking in your head that, God forbid, that should happen to you. You wouldn't go to the guards, and then you hear about Martina's post and you're going, oh, right, OK, I'm not alone here.
Yeah, like, look, I couldn't be dragged through the mud, like put my parents through it, put my boyfriend through it. I couldn't imagine anything worse. And I just couldn't do it. I think it'd be awful. And it disgusts me hearing young girls having to go through that in court. I'd rather do what Martina said to do and live my life. I'm from a small village. Everyone would know. I wouldn't want anyone be able to judge me on something so horrific happening. I just couldn't do it.
Could I just jump in there for a second?
You can, of course, yeah.
You made a really good point about your parents. One thing that I find horrific, and I've talked to my friends about it, as traumatising it would be to have my underwear, my sexual history, I would rather die than have my parents listen to that. Deeply love my parents, and the humiliation for them. They grew up in a different generation where sex wasn't as liberal. And for my parents to have to sit there and listen to my sexual history or to see my underwear, I'd rather die than put them through that. Because I know it would absolutely break their hearts to see their little girl.
What I'm very conscious of, both of you, and I do understand why you would feel that way, but I'm also conscious that this is giving out a message to women who may have been horrifically raped by some dirty scumbag, And the advice is don't bother going to the guards. That means he gets off scot-free.
But unfortunately, due to the statistics you just said there a couple of minutes ago, they're getting off scot-free anyway. And a question you asked...
Not all of them are.
Not all of them are. But no, not all of them are. But why should I, if I've gone through rape, why should I say, okay, I need to be a hero for every other woman in this country and I need to put myself through further unnecessary trauma? But not everyone's strong enough to do that.
But it's not unnecessary trauma if the end result is that the dirtbag gets locked up.
But you're not guaranteed the dirtbag.
But you're never guaranteed in any sort of case.
That's fair enough. No, absolutely, you're not fair enough. I suppose for me, you asked there, how can we make the court system better and keep it being as investigation as it needs to be?
Mm.
I've got a couple of suggestions for that. If you go to the guards and you've been raped and you're brought out of Tarkeen and they do the swabs for evidence and they do that, there is a form. And you are asked, is there any mental illness in your family? If I went out to Tarkeen and I was stabbed and they were taking all the evidence or I was mugged, I'd never be asked. And I just was shocked when I heard this.
I'm shocked to hear that myself, to be quite honest.
The second you're brought out there, they're taking evidence.
Let me read. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. I could keep this conversation going all day. This is nuts, says this message. Rapists everywhere must be licking their lips. Please report all crimes. I know it can be awful in the courts, but let's prevent it. What do you say to that?
I'm just not. I'm sorry. I just know I wouldn't be strong enough. And the guilt I have, that I'm letting down women of Ireland. I'm letting down what my own beliefs are, that justice will win out and what is right will win. But I'm not strong enough to put myself through that. I'm not strong enough for a lawyer to say to me, well, you've had 62 sexual partners. Are you not saying that you're open to sex or that you were?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I do totally understand. Let me just... Ciarán, you agree with that message that we got a second ago, that all women should come forward?
I do, but I'd just like to say one thing. I have absolute compassion for you two ladies. I understand that it can be absolutely horrible to have to go through all that ordeal. I'm really sorry that that happened to you, and I honestly do have absolute compassion for you. But I would just like to bring one thing.
Ciarán, very quickly, because I'm way over time. Very quickly.
Yeah, I used to live down in Cork, and when the I Believe Her rally came, the rally started happening. I was at those rallies. There was two down in Cork, and the 2 days that we were there, there were women of all ages. Now, this goes from 15-year-olds to 80-year-olds.
Mm.
Women coming out, and they were saying, I have been raped, and this is the first time, or sexually abused, or raped, and this is the first time that
and I'm really sorry for cutting across you, but your point is that these women should be coming forward. More women should be coming forward. Martina, I'm sorry to cut across you, but we're out of time, but it's been an interesting debate, and like I said, a lot of people understand why you posted that post and what you were trying to highlight. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.